media week for Twitter.
No doubt.
As an understatement. Nightline, a bunch of stuff, and then as Josh was talking about earlier, the Daily Show had a good synopsis of.
Yeah. That
it just kind of like goes through all the different news media coverages of them basically chasing their tail, talking about the same thing, which in not so many words is, what is this thing? It's really cool, but I don't know anything about it. So maybe it's not cool. It's kind of weird. What is it? I don't know what it is. Next news
item. I think the Nightline guy got it.
Old man Stewart.
Well, he's too old to want to get it in his own mind.
I don't think it has anything to do with age, really. I mean, I know what you're saying.
It does with it.
Like Brent Spiner's probably older than
John
Stewart.
Well, and so is LeVar Williams.
Brent Spiner, who is Data, who is now offering to do bar mitzvahs for entertainment.
That's awesome.
So let's talk about Twitter. So Evan Williams did a TED thing in the last. It's been online in the last week or so, and then was on Charlie Rose, and it's really kind of interesting because Charlie Rose is big into Twitter, I think, now.
That's cool.
He gets it. He had Jeff Bezos on in the last week, I think, too. And he had a Kindle, he's got a Kindle too. He gets the technology part of it. It's really interesting how much he,
yeah.
Bezos, I think, has been on Charlie Rose show like 7 times.
Which tells you something about Charlie Rose. Because Charlie Rose.
Right, no, I think it's really interesting. Like, I used to watch Charlie Rose every day and I just got so over it for a while. Cause I think a lot of it was just too much authors or yeah. I don't know, something.
It can wear thin just as a format sometimes, just in general. But when the guests are varied, yeah, absolutely, it's at its best, for sure.
But if you've got, because Evan Williams is the guy that created Blogger too.
Oh right.
So he's and then Odeo.
Yeah.
And then. Twitter was actually a spin-off project, micro project under Odeo.
Right.
And the things that, if you see the thing, the interview that, or the piece on TED and then the interview with Charlie Rose is, he talks about how we've said, Twitter isn't a thing, it's a thing to different people and it's a different medium to different people. And the things that they thought it would be at the beginning, if they had tried to make it be that, are not what it's become.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I want to look up the site, the firm that was responsible for the Skittles thing I was talking about. It was just like
so. They did a big. Is that? I just saw the. I guess maybe the periphery of that. I saw hashtags for Skittles.
Right.
Like people were bitching about Skittles, and I was like, why are people bitching about Skittles? And I didn't think anything of it. So that makes some sense in retrospect.
There was a big backlash, and the backlash was understandable. The firm is called Modernista. And if you go to their website, you basically see kind of, this is exactly the thing that they did.
They made like 80 million Twitter accounts and then barraged people with Skittles references.
And they weren't, just go to Modernista.com. And their whole one trick pony is, we're going to show you all the mentions of whatever you're looking for via whatever channel you specify. So if you go to their site, they're showing you all the Google results for Modernista, including, oddly enough, Modernista lays off 24 employees because their website is just this tiny little overlay of a few divs over Google.
I'm not looking at the same thing you are, I don't think.
Go to are you at Modernista.com?
I may have spelled it different.
Modernista.
It sent me to something that looks like a fucking Facebook page. It says Southwest on it.
Yeah, that's what mine did too.
Mine's a fucking Facebook page.
www.modernista.com?
I didn't do the www.
WWE?
No, it is. It's a Facebook page, but it's like got this weird overlay.
There's this red shit at the
thingy.
Top of it. It says, don't be alarmed.
Yeah. That, they do the red shit. That's what they do.
This is Facebook.
Well, mine is Google, which is interesting. Are you guys logged into Facebook? Are you guys logged into Facebook right now?
I'm not.
I don't think so. Oh, yeah, I guess I am.
Very interesting. Anyway, mine shows up at Google with all the results of what would happen if you Google Modernista. So, go to Skittles.com.
Yeah, there's a problem with the way I have my other computer positioned here.
Skills.
Keep going off camera.
Just did the same thing and went to a Facebook. The other day, it was a Twitter page full of every hashtag mention of the word Skittles. And Modernista does this site for them. So it's the same strategy. It's the same one-trick pony. We're going to do these little marketing overlays.
To get buzz.
Over a bunch of mentions and a given...
We just want buzz.
Right. And it's all about the stupid buzz, whether it's good or bad. So then, I was seeing their blog...
So now they're Facebook buzzing. They're Facebook buzzing now.
Right.
It was Twitter a few days ago.
It was Twitter buzzing, but there were blog posts. I was seeing guys that had screenshots of blog posts, and they were saying, look, this is offensive. And a guy that had put, the C word, the N word, everything possible nasty you could say, and then hashtag Skittles. So it would show up on the Skittles website.
That's pretty funny. I think if they were just feed hashtags and they weren't sorting it,
No, they were not. They were not.
That's their own stupid fucking fault.
No, they were not. And so they deserve what. And so people started saying all the nasty things they could about Skittles.
Well, then that makes
sense.
I saw people talking shit about Skittles, and I was like, why are people talking shit about Skittles so much?
That's why people talking
shit
about Skittles. Exactly. Right there.
I was like, why are people talking about Skittles?
This weird shit pops up.
September 29th, 2005. It's some flyer they had like the years ago. It's pretty cool looking. But
there's like links at the bottom. They'll keep going down. This scares me. Like, I feel like I'm gonna get some virus.
I don't know, Uvu's doing that alone for me.
I can buy a print for $175. This is an interesting site. It looks cool. There's some swinging person at the top. But
are we done talking about Twitter now?
No, we got really distracted. We should actually probably do the whole Twitter thing again, because we didn't...
Alright, let's rock it.
We didn't really talk about it at all. Alright, I stopped recording.
We talked about it some. Start at Evan again.
Oh, okay. We do the Twitter and Congress stuff?
No, but you started talking about Evan.
From the beginning? Okay. There was the coverage this week of Twitter in Congress, where we had people on the floor sending messages and got in trouble. It was the one woman's mother that was upset with her.
Right.
And that was part of the Twitter coverage on The Daily Show.
Yeah.
In the encapsulation. The transitions a little bit into the late show with Jimmy Fallon.
Old Man Stewart.
But they gave it a little referential treatment, quite frankly, for that show.
Miles Kahn has been on Twitter for ages. I followed him the first day that Joel Hogman introduced him. Miles Kahn's
John Hodgman.
Steve Colbert's on Twitter, isn't he?
Yeah, Colbert's on Twitter.
A real one?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I think it's real. He doesn't post very much.
Miles Kahn is one of the producers. He's one of the segment producers. He's all
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, that transitions into the Late Show with Jimmy Fallon, because Jimmy Fallon is a big Twitter user. At least he's got a lot of presence.
Right.
Yeah.
On it, and I saw a piece that he did with Engadget at CES. He went to CES for the first time this year. This is like not long before the show started, basically, about a month or two. And so the editor of Engadget is going to be on. And Jimmy Fallon's been noted in the press as saying that he's going to treat video game releases like most talk show hosts treat movie releases.
Good.
He's like, it's a bigger industry. There's more money in it. He's like, that's the age group. That's what people.
Smart.
And it makes sense. Like, so he said he's got new media people. Like, he's going to have the Revision 3 guys, the guys that do video podcasts on. And it's like, if you know there's an audience there, every time you have one of those people on, you know they have a certain audience. You can bring that audience on like that. Like, it's way more easy to count on an audience like that.
Right. No doubt.
But Tuesday's show, which is over in where you guys are and soon to start here, was Tina Fey, John Bon Jovi, and Santo Gold. And then the Roots are the house band.
That's
with
with
Quest.
Sorry, I'm looking at Twitter right now, and I have to make an update.
Yeah.
This is kind of exactly like the Daily. This is like the Daily Show. Exactly like the Daily Show segment where she's like, "What? What? What, John?
What? Are you Twittering right now?
What?
You can't pay attention for 3 seconds. Come on. What's your problem?
I have to get ready too.
So Will Wheaton, who is Wesley Crusher in Star Trek, this is real geeky. Is going to play Data in the new Star Trek movie.
He is not.
Which is really interesting because Brent Spiner
Brent was talking about earlier.
Yeah, Brent Spiner, who was Data in Star Trek, has sort of, I think it looks like, sort of caught wind of this on Twitter, and is saying how that's cool, basically.
He said it'll be good. I saw him earlier say it'll be good even if I'm not in it.
Yeah.
But he's playing Data?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I think like a young Data? I don't know. How can you have a young Data?
Right.
He's a fucking robot.
He shouldn't look exactly like Brent. I guess like Brent used to look.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
So I'll mention it really quick again. The Skittles thing that happened on Twitter was really annoying. It was a kind of a bum, like, marketing thing done by this group called, what did we say they were called? Modernista. Anyway,
yeah.
It was a kind of a silly thing where they took a whole day and turned the Skittles.com page into a big Twitter feed that was all the hashtags of people talking about Skittles. And by the time the day wore on, people were saying really nasty things about Skittles, including the C word, the N word, everything possible, and then hashtag Skittles. So,
Skittles word.
Right. Matt was saying he just kind of saw it tangentially as just people saying nasty stuff about Skittles, and,
Yeah, it didn't make any sense to me.
Right. I
was like, why is everybody so upset about Skittles right now? Like, I don't even.
I just stopped following a bunch of, like, companies. Yeah, I just made a personal policy to stop following companies.
How did you get Skittles content? What Skittles content did you get? Because I just got people pissed off about Skittles.
I saw somebody mention what was going on, and then I follow a bunch of, like, marketing and web people, right? And some marketing people were getting into a big debate over whether it was, and one person that's kind of well-respected and followed by a lot of people was saying, oh, you're bringing it on yourselves. You've turned Twitter into this, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, that's completely disingenuous. That's saying saying I asked for all the direct mail, junk mail that I get, like physical junk mail that I get.
Right.
I do not ask for that. That's bullshit. So, if Twitter's going to become junk mail, I'm not going to ever follow any corporate entity on Twitter, only real people.
I Well, are you private now?
No, I probably will be after that, actually.
Josh, you're not private.
No, I'm not.
See, I went private when that person was stalking my sister.
That's crazy. Like, that whole thing.
Being doing crazy shit. But I'm not going to go into that. No. But yeah, that's when I went private.
Yeah.
And it's not a big deal. I mean, I get requests. It's just, I have to go approve them. And what it actually gets me off of is people who are, I don't have any interest in following.
Right.
Like, I love real estate. You can get 85,000 Twitter followers in a day by doing this.
Exactly. And then there are people that use, if I see the letters SEO, unfollow.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's like, oh my God. Like,
what is that search enhancement?
Optimization.
Yeah. There's a guy that used to play in Good Hands team a couple times who's really into that stuff specifically, who lives in New York, and I have no idea what he's talking about half the time.
I don't think he does either, probably.
Tactics to get higher search results and this and that. How to game it. It's almost like it feels like brokerages or like stock market.
No, it's not. It's
hedging.
Not cool. It's not cool. It's it is to some extent. Like, you want to, hey, you should have good tags.
Right.
Good tags will get you good searches. You should like good links. But yeah, it's not. It's not specifically very cool to make that be your whole thing. Yeah, there are people on Twitter that just drive me crazy. That's all they do.
Well,
it's like, if you're here to tell me how many people are following you and how many people, oh, I lost people yesterday, or like,
I couldn't give, just, right, exactly. Exactly. It's way more, I've decided it's more of a personal thing for me.
Well, and what the what's his name? The CEO?
Biz.
Evan Biz. Something?
Oh, there's Evan.
Evan Williams.
He was talking about sort of envisioning like it being really, and he talked about what Matt talked about, how it's kind of no use talking about what it's going to be because it just happens how it's going to happen. But he was saying where it can be really useful is like your neighborhood, whatever, grocer or like landlocked music store can be like, yo, here's what's going on today.
Right.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Come by today while this is going on, because I just told you what's happening here today. You know?
Actually,
When we get the naming stuff figured out, we're going to have it's going to be a Twitter ID, and it's going to be for the show. And
right.
we're going to
yeah.
share the password, and that will be, if it's a show thing, it's a show thing. Like, hey, there's a new show, and the WordPress thing will automatically post it, and it's...
Right.
You know, our landlock could do that too. They could maintain a blog of all those things they do, right? That big email digest they send out every week, which is fucking cool, you know?
Yeah.
And get links to it, and I bet they could make their online business be giant.
Probably.
If you really think about it.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
They got good prices. Taxes aren't that high. You're not paying California, if they could sell to California. If their market was California, the sales tax, you don't have to pay it on it, that stuff.
That's one thing say about landlocked. Like, I don't know. I have issues with them every once in a while, but it's not because of their prices.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, they don't have bad prices at all.
What
are your issues with them?
I don't really have issues with them. Sometimes, like, I hear people having problems getting things in sometimes. That kind of bothers me, but I don't personally have a ton of qualms with them or anything. I generally like it. I think it's a cool store.
Part of that's the volume they deal with, right?
Today.
Yeah, I got that email. It's cool. If I was there, I would buy records from them.
Over the years, I will say I've had little tiny like disagreements with landlocked, but I got nothing.
Is it ordering?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Was it ordering?
It's just an ordering and stuff like that, but whatever. You know what? That's every record store I've ever been to. I've always had problems ordering at every record store. It always either gets...
I'm just curious. I don't ever... I don't think I've ever...
And you forget go ahead. Or whatever. You know, it just happens. It's no big deal. So, no love lost.
Oh, no, I wasn't implying otherwise.
I love those guys. They're great because I still go in there and buy amazing music that I should not be able to get in a town.